What's the first stop you should make when you're faced with a problem or tough decision? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A few years ago, I was interested in starting a little side business to earn some extra money. And since I'm big on listening to podcasts already, I subscribed to a bunch more to learn about building a business. And frankly, it was overwhelming. It felt like a flood of genuinely good ideas and suggestions, but since there was so much of it, I couldn't really grasp and use any of it. And then, because I wasn't using any of the information, I felt guilty for doing a bad job at business. But there's a better way to get help for problems and decisions in your life. Let's talk about it with Ask the Expert by Cindy Lee. You don't have to do a lot of research to discover there's an expert for pretty much everything. And these experts offer all kinds of advice, ranging from health and beauty tips to education and relationship advice to life goals and more. Sometimes this abundance of information causes overload, whether it's in the form of articles or interviews, videos, books, or podcasts. All these experts have the power to tell us how they think we should solve our problems. Sometimes we go to experts when we have a problem, and sometimes we turn to people we know. When I'm feeling anxious, it's easy for me to fall into the negative cycle of churning up my problems and moaning about them before dashing off to ask family or friends what I should do about any particular situation I'm experiencing. What can happen next is I end up listening to various different answers, writing down all the possible solutions, and then just becoming more confused. The truth is, we live in an imperfect world. Problems will arise and cause us distress. While it can be helpful to get advice from experts, friends, and family, what's most important is seeking out the one true expert. God is our loving Father, who sent Jesus to restore humanity's broken relationship with Him. You can read about that in Romans 8:3. Sometimes, in my panic, I forget to ask the one true authority. After all, God is the creator and sustainer of heaven and earth, and He knows everything. He truly cherishes me, and He knows me better than anyone else. It's so good to be still, trust, and believe that my loving Father will guide me and show me the steps to take according to His path. So, what does this story make you think of? Do you have an important decision to make? Do you need guidance about a problem you're facing? God loves you deeply and wants to help you. Consider taking some time to talk to Him about your situation and ask Him to guide you to scriptures and people who can help you. And if you want to dig deeper into the Bible on this, there's a ton of scriptures listed in today's devotional. You can find them on the Unlocked app or go to unlocked.org. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 25:4, "Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow." And read more in your Bible in Psalm 25, verses 4 through 9, and Romans 8, 31 through 39, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And what did you think of today's story? Or what could we do better on the Unlocked podcast or the app? You can always tell us what you think or ask questions about what's going on when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. What to remember when everything is falling apart. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.